Well, tomorrow's picture day for your freshman year of high school. The choice for ensemble seems almost as if there's really no competition for... what are you doing? I think there's a mistake. That? You're choosing that over me. But it doesn't even go with what you're wearing, and besides, that's not your favorite. I guess I should have taken you not wearing me in the past 5 months as a warning that you wouldn't have use for me anymore. But why? We had 3 amazing years together. It seems like yesterday when you first saw me hang right there on the clearance rack. I was the perfect match for you. Just the right blend of chic and casual, but still quirky with a great splash of vintage. When I caught your eye, it was like a match made in thrift store heaven. Well, your mom didn't think so, since I reminded her of the top she wore to her senior breakfast in 1987. But we were able to convince her to buy me. The first 15 times you wore me, you got compliments every time. And not even just from old people. When people asked you where you got me, you would proudly explain that I was a one-of-a-kind vintage original, and that they'd be lucky if they even found it from an eBay seller. In only a few short weeks, I was promoted from just a mere occasional conversation starter to being worn almost every single day, sometimes without trips to the washer and dryer. Remember when you won your first spelling bee, or got 100 on that test? I was right there. I mean, I wouldn't consider myself lucky or anything, but you can't ignore coincidence. Besides, who else had your back, literally, when those bullies were talking badly about your fashion choices? Oh, don't go off flaunting that cheap department store top in the mirror like it's a 30-plus-year-old silk designer authentic. It doesn't flatter your skin tone in the slightest. Teal? Never a good choice for photos, especially with khakis. And a scarf? That doesn't make the disaster of an outfit better one bit. Wait, you're putting it back in the closet. Okay, maybe you'll make a good choice this time. A sweater? You're seriously wearing a sweater? You might as well wear a beanie and an eyebrow piercing. How dare you even think that a flimsy sweater will suffice as a decent garment for one of the biggest days of your high school career? Don't tell me, you're actually reaching for that beanie, aren't you? Okay, what's going on here? You treat me like your favorite outfit one day, and the next you decide that you're too good for me? Used to be this girl who didn't care about what people thought of her, who was just shamelessly unspoken and proud to stand out. I remember when you bought me. You just had to have me to wear with those amazing sapphire blue bell-bottoms that were stunningly authentic and every bit antique. For 3 years, I was a literal garb of your personality, bright and unique, but still subtle and late. There was no special event that you went to without me as a plus one, and I was your go-to for birthday parties. So what exactly happened? Did you outgrow me?